psychological damage with Japan's latest quake is great. Mexican drug cartels aren't stopping a Bible and book distribution ministry. And a mother-daughter trip is planned for Guatemala. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Japan's quake on April 7th was of the same magnitude as the one that leveled Haiti in January 2010. It came weeks after the 9.0 quake leveled the northern coast. Jeff Palmer of Baptist Global Response says,
"We assessed very quickly about our folks to make sure they were okay. We were anticipating a lot worse situation, but the news coming out is very good."
Which means not a lot of new damage. However, the psychological damage was a huge setback. BGR is a team of specialists in trauma counseling, training 180 Japanese partners for the inevitable post-traumatic stress that comes after a disaster.
"We are equipping them with culturally sensitive materials and, of course, biblically based materials of how they can minister to people who are experiencing a terrible disaster. But the folks that are ministering also have gone through it too."
Restoring physical safety is a high priority, but so is reuniting family and creating community wherever possible.
"We pray for wisdom and knowledge as we train and equip Japanese believers to really be the ones where the water hits the wheel out there in ministering to people."
Next, young people are looking for something normal as they try to recover from not one, but two major earthquakes. Missionaries with Send International are trying to give it to them. When municipal soccer camps were canceled because of the radiation scare and rolling blackouts, Send International missionary Anne Marie Smoker says,
"We decided to do a soccer camp. We contacted the local churches and the people in the community and opened up a soccer camp from Monday to Friday, 9 to 3:30, and we had 100 to 130 kids daily."
Smoker says it was an unusual turnout for a Christian event. Half of those attending weren't Christians. Smoker says it was more than a soccer camp, though. They always shared the gospel.
"Sometimes some of the kids left before noon. When we broke up, a pastor from the local church would come and share the gospel. So we did that every day."
You're listening to Mission Network News. Over 5,000 people have gone missing in the last 5 years in Mexico as drug cartels ramp up the violence. Christian Resources International's Executive Director Jason Wolford confirms cartels are getting worse.
"Before, they might stop you and take your cash, but now they're taking your cash, taking your vehicle, and most likely will kill you."
The terrifying violence has slowed a lot of ministries, but not CRI. They have a partner at the border of Texas and Mexico who takes great crates of resources into the country.
"If the enemy, if the devil is attacking people in certain areas, then it's that much more that we as Christians should be focused on that area."
Plus, Wolford says people are even more open to the gospel in these frightening times. On a recent visit to Mexico, a CRI member was able to provide the written gospel and a prosthetic leg to a passerby. Visit our website to read the inspiring story and to help make more come true. And how would you like to spend some girl time with your mother or daughter this summer? Buckner International has an opportunity for moms and daughters to take a trip with a purpose this June. Ashley Marble says,
"We are taking mothers and daughters to Guatemala and spending a majority of their time in Guatemala City to do various types of ministries that Buckner has ongoing.
Those going will spend a lot of time with kids.
They'll be visiting an orphanage there, also a transition home for girls. And they'll be visiting two of our community centers there."
But it's more than just visiting. They'll be investing in relationships and the gospel.
"This is a really great trip for mothers and daughters to take to invest not only in their relationship together, but in their relationship with girls that may not have a mother figure in their life."
Our website has that information for you. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Jesus overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7's offering you an informative DVD to help you see their work in action, how they're offering the Prince of Peace to this troubled area of the world. Get your free DVD, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.